These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Dave, I'm 51, I'm a firefighter, and I'm from Southampton.
I'm Joel, I'm 27, and I'm a hairdresser from London.
I'm Kim, I'm 34, I'm a secretary from Glasgow.
I'm Judy, I'm 63, I'm a nurse from Manchester.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Dave. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you, Bradley.
From Southampton. And you're a firefighter?
I work for Hampshire Fire and Rescue, yeah.
OK, what do you do there?
I now work with a schools team, and we go to all the primary schools around Hampshire, teaching them a little bit of fire safety. So we take a fire engine in, have a nice day with them, but also help keep them all safe at the same time.
That's good. Excellent stuff. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I like anything outdoors, really, Bradley. So, like, cycling, kayaking, just being out and away from... You can imagine working with children, it can be very noisy.
Yeah.
And tiring, so I like to be away on my own, nice and quiet.
OK, fair enough. And if you won some money today, though, what would you do with it?
I'd like to get an old Volkswagen convertible.
What, like a Beetle or something?
No, the Golf. Yeah.
Oh, right. Midlife crisis, Dave.
Yeah, my wife won't let me have a motorbike, so...
No, fair enough. All right, let's see if we can get you a convertible VW. I wish you well, Dave. Cash build around, each correct answer's worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck, your time starts now. Traditionally, who should wear something old, new, borrowed and blue?
A bride.
Correct. The name of what butter substitute comes from the Greek for pearl?
Margarine.
Correct. What European capital is often called the Eternal City?
Rome.
Correct. It's All Coming Back to Me Now was a hit for which French-Canadian singer?
Pass.
Celine Dion. Niels Bohlin developed the three-point seatbelt for what Swedish car company?
Saab.
Volvo. What Len Dayton novel followed Berlin Game and Mexico Set?
Funeral in Berlin?
London Match. Alan Hansen won 8 First Division titles with what English football club?
Liverpool.
Correct. What was the name of the Chuckle Brothers' long-running kids' TV show?
Pass.
Chuckle Vision. In economics, the difference between gross profit and costs is known as what?
Net.
Yeah, net profit, I'll give you that. What Glencoe's film had the tagline, so many dogs, so little time?
101 Dalmatians.
Correct. In 1955, what French fashion house introduced the fragrance Pure Monsieur?
Wouldn't have known that anyway, Brad.
Would have been Chanel. Some great answers there, Dave, and a good start for the team. £6,000. However, time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the beast, Mark Lebet? So big, I took a photograph of him last Christmas and it's still printing. What about the Dark Destroyer, though, Sean Wallace? It's popular as a corned beef sandwich at a vegetarian buffet. Perhaps it could be the governess, Anne Hegarty. She went out last night, but how she managed to gnaw through those leather straps we use is anyone's guess. Or maybe it's the singer band Paul Sinner. He wasn't born yesterday, and when you face him today, you'll be lucky to see tomorrow. Who do you fancy taking on?
I'd like Anne.
Anne?
Yeah, I love Frosty Nickers.
See you?
Yeah, love her.
Cool. Time to bring on the chaser. Oh, no. Yes, it is Big Sean indeed. It's the mastermind champ of Dark Destroyer, it is. Sean Wallace.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Sean.
So you're a firefighter, are you, mate?
I am, yes.
I'm about to extinguish your hopes.
We shall see.
Put some money on the table. £6,000. Now you can change your starting position, Dave, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
You're too good for this, Dave. 600.
But if you go a step closer to the Chaser, you will get an offer of...
£26,000.
Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Judy.
What do you think, guys?
You did really well on that cash builder, Dave. If you feel confident, go for the 26. But really, we want you back here with us.
Okay. Kim?
I think you're good enough for the 26, Dave. Go for the 6 minimum.
Joel?
You're proper clever. I'd go for the 26.
Thank you. You're proper clever.
Proper clever.
Right, OK, let's face the table. Thanks, Dave. Here we go. 600, 6 grand, 26,000. What'll it be?
I don't want to be too greedy. I'll be happy with 6.
Yeah?
That's a figure I had in mind.
Sure.
So, yeah.
6 it is.
6, please.
Fine, chaser.
You know, you could challenge for that 26. You're a good player, Dave.
Dave, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these Hollywood film stars was not born in Stockholm? A, Ingrid Bergman. B, Greta Garbo. C, Marlene Dietrich. You've put Marlene Dietrich.
Everyone knows it would be in German, don't they?
Correct answer is... Well played. Dietrich was correct. Step close to home. Chase has put. Also goes with Dietrich. Yeah, very good. All wonderful actresses. Here's your next question. By which of his three given names did the sculptor Rodin become known internationally? A, Auguste, B, François, or C, René? You've put René.
Pure guess on that one, Brad.
Yeah.
I know Rodin, I know some of his sculptures, I've seen them, but didn't know his other name.
Correct answer is... It's Auguste, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with August, comes down the table, moves to within two.
Obviously, he's sculpted The Kiss.
Yes.
And Le Penseur, or The Thinker.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Traditionally, what are young women said to dream about on St. Agnes's Eve? A, their future children. B, their future job. C, their future husband. You've put their future husband.
No idea, but this one, another guess, I'm afraid.
Right. Correct answer is... Well done, correct. Future husband, step close home. Chase has put. All goes with their future children.
You.
Oh, let us off the hook there. Brilliant stuff. Here's your next question. Game opens up. The ancient ritual of bull leaping took place on what Mediterranean island? A, Corsica. B, Crete. C, Cyprus. You've put Corsica.
Another guess, I'm afraid, Brett.
Not going your way, these questions, are they, Dave?
No.
Well, let's cut to the chase. Correct answer is... It's Crete, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with Crete, moves to within two, again with three from home.
The only reason I went for Crete, obviously, because a Minotaur came from Crete in Greek mythology.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
That makes sense.
Here's your next question. In 2012, cars made before what year became exempt from MOT tests? A, 1918, B, 1945, C, 1960. You've put 1960.
Yeah, a friend of mine's got a couple of classic cars, and I know they just have to tax them, so I'm hoping the MOT thing works hand in hand.
Correct answer is... 1960 is correct. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with 60 also. Remains within two. Here's your next question. Which of these TV series originated in Britain? A, Chips. B, MASH. C, Skins. You've put Skins.
Yeah, Chips was California Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
MASH was set in Korean War, I think, one of the wars.
Yeah.
And Skins, I didn't watch it, but I believe it's set Manchester, Liverpool, somewhere like that.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close home. Skins it is. Chase has put. Also goes with Skins. Remain the two behind. We are one from home. We have two chances of getting through now. Good luck. Here's your next question. The dishes bindi bhaji and gumbo both contain what vegetable? A, chickpea. B, okra. C, sweet potato. You've put okra.
Just, yeah, it rings a bell somewhere in the back of my mind. Some, the menu in the Indian house, the Indian curry house.
I don't, never heard of okra. No. Well, good luck to go through with $6,000. Correct answer is... Well played, offers right, step close, well done. First one up, first one through. Good stuff. Chase there.
Should have caught him, really. Seen the final check.
I'm sure a lot of guesses there, but.
Did well, you're still through. You'll take them. Guess that, don't worry, they're all good. Dave, congratulations,
you're
through to the final chase. Well done, mate. And £6,000. Excellent stuff. Our firefighter there from Southampton. Next to face the chaser, it's Joel. Welcome to the show, Joel.
Hiya.
From London?
I'm from Yorkshire originally, but I live in London.
OK, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a hairdresser.
OK, yeah. All right, what could you do for our chaser?
Well, not a lot, probably about as much as I could do with mine.
Yeah, but it's all very trendy, that, isn't it? That's the thing. How long have you been hairdressing?
Oh, 10 years now.
When you first passed your hairdressing exams or whatever you're doing, did you ever make a real hash-up of the back of someone's hair and never let them know? Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, of course, loads of times.
Really?
Yeah, they can't see the back anyway, do you know what I mean?
Brilliant. Brilliant. All right, what do you get up to in your spare time?
I do a lot of horse riding. That's what I used to do when I lived up north.
Right. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd buy another horse, I think.
Oh, you already have a horse?
Yeah.
In London?
Yeah, no, in Doncaster, so...
So you have to go home to do your riding, really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, listen, let's get you another horse. Good luck, Joel. Your time starts now. In traditional tales, how many wishes does a fairy usually grant?
Three.
Correct. Who appointed Mo Molem as Northern Ireland Secretary in 1997?
Pass.
Tony Blair. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit is a line from which Queen hit.
Don't stop me now.
Correct. What part of an egg is an ingredient for making macaroons?
Yolk.
White. Sarek and Amanda were the parents of which Star Trek character?
Pass.
Spock. The Jambos is a nickname of what Edinburgh Football Club?
Pass.
Heart of Midlothian. What kind of question does not need an answer but is asked?
Rhetorical.
Correct. In the electronic acronym NICAM, what does the A stand for?
Pass.
Audio. Lindsay Lohan played high school girl Katie Herron in what?
Mean Girls.
Correct. King is a species of what hooded venomous snake?
Cobra.
Correct. Which Lord of the Rings character is known as the Grey and later the White?
Gandalf.
Correct. What name was given to South Africa's system of racial... No time to get there for you. Another $6,000. Very good. Two good players straight off the bat. Well played. We'll see what the offers are at the table. Ready?
Yep.
Time to face the chaser.
Joel, I don't need a hairdresser, so you've got to go, mate.
OK, fair enough.
Let's put some money on the table. £6,000. A step closer to home will get you an offer of...
I don't think you go for this. £1,000.
But the higher offer will be...
£30,000.
Have a chat with your team. Judy.
You had some difficult questions there, so you did really well to get £6,000. And another £6,000 in the pot would be brilliant.
Kim.
Minimum six. If you're feeling the 30, go for the 30.
Dave, you've been there?
I would go six, but it's up to you. Whatever you want, mate.
Thank you. Right, here we go. £30,000. Joel, what'll it be?
I'm going to go for the six.
Fine, six it is. Chaser?
Good player. Another good player on my hands I've got. You've got to go, mate.
Let's see. Joel for £6,000. The chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Who is the only footballer to have been capped 100 times for Scotland? A. Billy Bremner. B. Kenny Dalglish. C. Dennis Law. You've put Dennis Law.
Total guess. I've not heard of any of them, so...
Not a football fan?
No.
Correct answer is... It's Kenny Dalglish. Staying where you are. Chaser's put. Big football fan, our chaser here, of course. Goes right with the Dalglish. King Kenny.
Yeah, he won 102 caps in the end. He was capped initially by Tommy Docherty in 1971. He scored 30 goals for Scotland, and he shares that record with Dennis Law, who played 55 times for Scotland.
Thank you. Here's next question. What does a stroboscope emit at regular intervals? A, light, B, heat, C, electricity. You've put light. Strobe.
Yeah, strobe. Yeah. Might be a bit of a tricky one, that.
No, you've been in discos many times, the old... do they call them discos now?
I think so.
Do
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah,
strobe
right, yeah.
Lights, you know. correct answer is... Light is correct. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Also goes with light.
Channel like my idea, I could be a stroke. So.
Here's your next question. Which of these mainland Spanish resorts is the furthest north? A. Marbella, or B. Torremolinos, or C. Benidorm? You've put Benidorm.
I'm guessing the further north, the cooler it is, and Benidorm's a bit chilly now and then, I reckon.
Correct answer is? Well played. Benidorm is correct. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes wrong with Torremolinos. Good for us. Excellent. He don't go on holiday. He'd never know. Not in a million years. Here's your next question. The brain uses approximately what percentage of the body's total energy consumption? A, 5%, B, 10%, C, 20%. You've put 20%.
I'm just guessing it's the highest because your brain controls your whole body, so...
Yeah. Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. 20% is right. Chase has put... Goes right, also with 20%. Remains the three behind, but two from...
Same logic.
Here's your next question. In 2014, who live-tweeted a series of videos during the birth of his second child? A, Howard Donald, B, Mark Owen, C, Robbie Williams. You've put Robbie Williams.
I know this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this one.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Robbie Williams is right. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right. Also, Robbie Williams. Listen, you could have gone for big money. Look, again.
I know.
Here's your
Don't
question.
Don't speak too soon.
You'll get through. Here's your question. What heraldic term describes the pose of the lion in the Peugeot car logo? A, dormant. B, passant. Or C, rampant. You've put. Passant.
It's a term in horse riding that's similar with that kind of pose.
Really?
Yeah.
What sort of pose is it?
Like...
I can't remember.
Ah.
Is it?
Like on its back legs.
Right.
I think.
To go through with £6,000, correct answer is... It's rampant. Mm. So not so much like that.
Yeah.
More like that.
More like that.
Chaser has put... Goes right with rampant and moves to within two of us. We are one from home. Here's your next question. The so-called GLAAD books were sequels to which children's novel? A, Heidi, B, Pollyanna, C, Anne of Green Gables. You've put Anne of Green Gables.
Just a guess. I don't think it's Heidi or Pollyanna because they're more modern, whereas Anne of Green Gables, that seems like quite an old-fashioned title for a book, GLAAD books. So.
Yeah. To go through with £6,000, correct answer is... Pollyanna, staying where you are. Chase has put. Time to close the gap. Here he comes. Goes right with Pollyanna. Moves over in one.
Anyway, it's a one-question shootout.
It is. Here's your question. Which of these musical instruments is not named after a person? A, saxophone, B, xylophone, C, sousaphone. You have put xylophone.
Yeah, I think the other two are named after people, but the middle one has maybe got Latin origin.
Maybe. Fair enough. You put xylophone to go through with £6,000. Correct answer is? Well played. Excellent. Actually, I think the person, it is Sousa, isn't it? Sousa?
John Philip Sousa.
John Philip Sousa. And saxophone?
Adolf Sax.
Ah, very good, very good.
And
excellent.
Xylophone means wooden sound. Xylo means wooden.
Ah, yeah. Thank you very much. Excellent. Well, you're certainly not wooden yourself, mate. Jolt, you're through to the final chase alongside Dave. Well done, you. And £12,000. Good start for the team. Well played. Excellent. £12,000.
You know, fortune does favour the brave. Well played, Joel. Well played, Dave. You're going to need support by those two lovely ladies who are coming up next, and that's why you've got to go, because I can't afford a full house. Don't shake your head. You're going.
You're going, he says. Poor Kim is up after the break. Is she going or is she staying? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Kim. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Hi.
From Glasgow?
Glasgow, yep.
And you are a secretary?
I am a secretary.
And what sort of industry?
It's chartered surveying.
OK. What do you get up to in spare time?
I've just started a creative writing course through the Open University, so I'm writing a lot and I read a lot and I listen to music a lot.
What sort of writing do you want to do, though? Is it, like, thriller writing, novel writing, fiction, fact?
Well,
what is it?
Yeah, well, I've tried to write a book about three times and I'm a sucker for a happy ending, so I think a good girly romance is in the offing.
OK, fair enough. If you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm going to indulge myself in my other passion, which is shoes and handbags.
Oh, OK. No more to be said. Kim, let's do that for you. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Camembert in France has a museum dedicated to what foodstuff?
Cheese.
Correct. In 2013, which royal's christening was commemorated with a £5 coin?
George.
Correct. Amanda Burton played Dr. Beth Glover in what TV medical drama?
Pass.
Peak Practice. The Lincoln bedroom is part of what famous Washington, D.C. building?
The White House.
Correct. In Monopoly, you may buy a hotel once there are how many houses on the property?
Four.
Correct. Which TV scientist co-wrote the book The Quantum Universe with Jeff Forshaw?
Brian Cox.
Correct. What part of the body is injured in a so-called boxer's fracture?
Nose.
Hand. I'm Real was a top 10 hit in 2001 for which US actress and singer?
Pass.
Jennifer Lopez. In what language would you wish someone buon Natale at Christmas?
Italy. Italian.
Correct. In a game of poo sticks, the sticks must float under what object?
Water.
A bridge. What football ground in Birmingham has hosted the most FA Cup semi-finals?
Villa Park.
Yes. Are you a football fan?
Kind of, more Scottish football, but the only Birmingham team I could think of at the time was Aston Villa.
Very good. Very good. Very good, Kim. £7,000.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
OK.
Well played.
Hello, Kim.
Hello, Sean.
I don't know what your writing's like, but you must have a very vivid imagination if you think you're going to win today.
I know I'm going to win.
£7,000, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. Let's put it on the table. A step closer to home will get you an offer of...
£2,000.
Get this. A high offer of...
£38,000.
That's what you want. Have a chat with your team. Judy.
Kim, you did really well there, and I know £38,000 would buy an awful lot of handbags and shoes. But if you feel comfortable to go for the £7 and add that to the pot, that's brilliant.
Perfect. Joel?
If you take the £7 to get you back here, we'd have a great chance of winning. I'd take the £7.
Dave?
Yeah, you worked really hard to get your £7. You deserve that. So go for the £38 if you want to, but I'll be happy with the £7. I think you deserve the £7, not the £2.
Thank you. £2, £7, £38,000. What'll it be?
I'll take the £7. I'll stay strong with the team.
Perfect. £7 it is, going down the middle. Chaser?
Another good performance in the cash builder. I've got my work cut out. You've got to go, Kim. I'm sorry.
Kim, for £7,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Sacha Baron Cohen won a Golden Globe for playing which character? A, Ali G, B, Bruno, or C, Borat? You've put... Borat.
I think it was the most famous one in America.
Yeah.
And Golden Globes are American, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Correct answer is... Borat is right. Step closer to home. Chaser has put... Goes right. Also...
Married to Isla Fisher, of course.
The Isla Fisher?
No, his wife's called Isla Fisher.
Here's your next question. A laniferous creature has a covering of what substance? A, fur, B, wool, C, scales. Ooh. You've put... scales.
It was between fur and scales.
Correct answer is... it's wool. Bad luck. Staying where you are. Chase has put... goes right with wool, moves them into...
lanolin.
Ah. Here's your next question. Which enemy of Batman is nicknamed Sardine Breath? A, Catwoman, B, Mr. Freeze, C, the Penguin. You've put... a penguin.
Penguins eat fish.
So do cats.
Yeah, not quite to the same extent as penguins, though.
Correct answer is... Well played, it is the penguin. Is that close to home? Chaser has put. I was right with the penguin also.
Well, Oswald Cobblepot is his real name.
Is he, what, yeah, the character's real name, is that it? Right, OK.
Played by Burgess Meredith in the TV series starring Adam West.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these fabrics derives its name from a place in Europe? A, calico. B, denim. C, damask. You've put denim.
Something in the back of my head is telling me that one, that I've heard that somewhere. I could be totally making that up, though.
Correct answer is? Well played. Step closer home. Denim is right. Chase has put. Goes right with denim.
From Nîmes in France.
Denim. I get it. Here's your next question. In 2010, the record-breaking Wimbledon tennis match between John Isner and Nicolas Mote lasted how long? A, 5 hours, 5 minutes. B, 8 hours, 5 minutes. C, 11 hours, 5 minutes. You've put 8 hours, 5 minutes.
I know it wasn't 5 hours because I think that wouldn't be record-breaking. So I've kind of gone in the middle with the 8 hours because I think 11 hours in the middle of...
Can I tell you the truth?
What?
I watched the start of this match. I watched the first couple of sets and I thought, oh, it's going to be all right. I then went on holiday. I came back and it was still on. Correct answer is... It's 11 hours and 5 minutes, staying where you are. Chaser has put.
And I watched it.
You didn't sit all the way through it?
Well, Bradley, you know I would.
Goodness me. Chaser's one behind. We are two from home. Good luck, Kim. Here's your question. In what medium did Van Gogh paint Starry Night over the Rhone? A, oil. B, pastel. C, watercolour. You've put oil.
I think most of Van Gogh's was oil, was it not?
Do you know what? I don't know. I don't know.
It's a guess anyway.
As good a guess as any. Correct answer is... It's got to be right, though, for us to stay in the game. And it is. Well played. Step close to home. One away. Chase has put. Goes also right with oil. Another one question shootout. All right. See if we can nick two on the bounce. You ready?
Yeah.
Good luck. Here's a question. Which of these songs has not been a top 10 hit in the UK? A, Celebration. B, Hero. C, Quality Street. You've put Quality Street. Who did Quality Street?
I've never heard of it. If it was, it was before my time.
Just go through with £7,000. Good luck. Correct answer is... Oh, this is going to be jammy if we get this.
Oh.
Oh, well played! Oh, well played! Did you get that right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Do you know what? You become a hero, and now it's time to celebrate with some Quality Street. See what I did there? All right, thanks. Kim, you're through to the final chase. Well done, Ty. Very good. 3 out of 3.
Oh, yes.
I'm up against a very good team here.
You betcha, baby. £19,000 in the prize fund. One more player to make it a full house. Judy is up after the break. Will she add to the 19 grand to get to the final to make that full house, or will she take away? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Judy. Welcome to the show, Judy.
Hi, Bradley.
Now, you're from Manchester.
Manchester.
All right, and what do you do for a living?
I'm an occupational health nurse.
And what do you do in spare time?
I go to the football.
Which?
I met my husband at Manchester United.
Right.
On the terraces. And our first date, we were at the Wembley game when United won the European Cup.
1968. How about that?
I know. Amazing.
Isn't it? All right. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Probably travel. We like holidaying in the USA, and we've visited 40 out of the 50 states so far.
So, all right, if you won some money today, what are you going to do? Pick out the rest of the 10?
Possibly. You never know.
All right, Julie, look, I wish you luck. What's your husband's name?
John.
Right, let's get you and John picking up the rest of those states. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Both months that begin with the letter M have how many days?
31.
Correct. In the 1480s, Sandro Botticelli painted the birth of what Roman goddess?
Pass.
Venus. James Corden played what Britain's Got Talent winner in the film One Chance?
Pass.
Paul Potts. Which tiny Hans Christian Andersen character slept in a walnut shell?
Tom Thumb.
Thumbelina. In the TV show Knight Rider, the car Kit had what colour bodywork?
Black.
Correct. The three central sections of the fourth rail crossing are what type of bridge?
Suspension.
Cantilever. Which Italian fashion house resurrected its safety pin dress in 2014?
Versace.
Correct. Which US president was inaugurated for a second term January 1973?
George Bush.
Nixon. Now You're Gone was a number one hit for which Swedish dance musician?
Pass.
Basshunter. Basshunter. I'm surprised you didn't get that, Judy. I thought that'd have been nailed on, love.
Do you really?
Yeah. All right, £3,000.
OK.
Should we make some money at the table?
Yeah.
Good. Time to face the chaser.
Judy, you rare commodity, you. The only Manchester fan I know who lives in Manchester.
Ooh, that's cruel.
Let's put some money on the table. £3,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
Minus £3,000.
But a step closer to the Chaser will get you an offer of?
£41,000.
Have a chat with your team. Thank you. Kim.
Stick with the three. You're good enough for the three. No problem at all.
Joel.
Yeah, I think that in the cash builder, your nerves got the better of you a little bit, but in this one, you're not going to be under as much pressure, so go for the three. You'll get it.
Dave.
Don't forget you've got three options for this one, so it's a little bit easier. You'll definitely do the three.
Perfect. Thank you, team. All right, let's have a look. Minus three, or £41,000. Judy, what are you thinking?
I'm certainly not going to take money off the team because they've worked hard to get that pot.
Sure.
So I'm going to stick with the 3,000.
Thank you. £3,000 it is. Jason.
Judy, you've got to go because I cannot afford a full house.
Judy, for £3,000, the chase is on. Come on. Here's your question. Good luck. Which actress said, I believe in censorship. I made a fortune out of it. A, Rita Hayworth. B, Joan Crawford. C, Mae West. You've put? Mae West.
Sounds the sort of thing that she would say.
Yes.
So that's why I've gone for C.
OK, correct answer is? Well played. Step closer to home. Mae West is right. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right with Mae West.
Died in 1980.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the next question. The moon makes approximately how many revolutions around the Earth every year? A, 9. B, 11. C, 13. You've put 13.
Not exactly my strong point, but 13 seemed to be coming out to me.
Correct answer is? Well played. Step closer to home. 13 is right. Chase has put. Also goes with 13. Here's your next question. Before its replacement by the euro, what was Europe's oldest currency? A, French franc. B, the Dutch guilder. Or C, the Greek drachma. You've put drachma.
Just something at the back of my mind that's saying that's probably the most ancient one.
Correct answer is? Had to be. Well played. Step close to home. The Greek drachma is right. Chase has put. Goes wrong with the French franc. Game opens up now. Four in front, two from home. Excellent. Here's your next question. What item of clothing was the subject of a 2000 hit for Cisco? A, thong. B, boxers. C, mankini. You've put boxers.
I think a mankini's a bit more recent than 2000. So it was a toss-up between A and B.
Correct answer is? It's Thong, Staying Where You Are, Chasers Put. Goes right with Thong, makes up for his last miss.
My mind's a bit tired about me.
Here's your next question. Which of these novels was published first? A, King Solomon's Mines, B, The African Queen, C, Prince Caspian. You've put King Solomon's Mines.
I've not had an A yet.
Correct answer is... Well played, step closer to home. King Solomon's Mines is correct. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes with King Solomon's Mines.
By Henry Wilder Haggard.
OK, African Queen?
C.S. Forrester.
And Prince Caspian? C.S. Lewis. Part of the Narnia books, wasn't it? OK, we're one from home. Should have really gone for the 41 grand. If we get through on this right now, we'd have had two goes at £41,000. Here's your next question. Madonna, Cher, Janet Jackson, Jennifer Lopez and Britney Spears all made cameo appearances in which US sitcom? A, Will and Grace, B, Friends, C, Frasier. You've put Will and Grace.
I do watch Friends and I do watch Frasier.
And you've never seen any of those?
I don't remember seeing certainly all of those as a guest appearance, no.
Which leads us to say that it must be Will and Grace, because you don't watch Will and Grace, do you?
No.
You've got it. To go through with £3,000, correct answer is... It's a full house. Full house and £22,000. As they say in chasing parlance, have that.
Well, the only way I can respond is to see how I get on in the final chase. Yeah. It could have been for so much more. Could have been playing for 60 grand. But
rather be sure than sorry.
Yeah, but you know what? You're through. Nonetheless, Judy, well
Thank
played you.
You.
OK, Thank
you.
You're through. Yeah, very good. All right, good team now. All right. And a four-step advantage.
Thanks.
That's massive.
Thank you.
It's a full house, folks. Four-step head start. Brilliant. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back, folks. It's a full house. Yes, the entire team have made it through to the final chase. £22,000 in the prize fund. £5,500 each. Dave, what will you do with yours?
Well, it's looking good for my convertible Golf now. Yeah.
You bet it is. Joel?
Get an all right horse for that money, yeah?
Yeah, good. Kim?
Lots of shoes.
Good for you, girl. And Judy?
I'll be on the phone to the travel agent tomorrow.
Good for you. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and the team have selected set...
B.
Set B, which, of course, means Chaser Sean Wallace gets set A. Four of you have made it through to the final. You get a massive four-step head start on the Chaser. There it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What planet appears on the logo of the Green Party?
Him.
Earth.
Correct. Blur released the album Park Life in what decade?
Him.
90s.
Correct. Who's the youngest child of Grace of Monaco?
Joe.
Pass.
Stephanie. Who was elected Mayor of London for the third time in 1419?
Joe.
Pass.
Dick Whittington. What's the Spanish word for tomorrow?
Him.
Mañana.
Correct. The Diplodocus dinosaur lived in what geological period?
Joe.
Jurassic.
Correct. What nationality is tennis player Kei Nishikori?
Him.
Japanese.
Correct. A city in Belarus and a French Atlantic port share what name?
Him.
Pass.
Brest. What mythical beast is said to live in the Himalayas?
Joe.
Yeti.
Correct. Starring Brad Pitt, the film Fury set in what war?
Him.
World War II.
Correct. What Thackeray novel's title comes from The Pilgrim's Progress?
Jones.
Vanity Fair. How many yards equal 36 feet?
Dave.
Three.
12. Jack Flash features in the lyrics of what Don McLean song?
Joe.
Jumping Jack Flash.
American Pie. What equine creature is part of the Chinese zodiac?
Him.
Horse.
Correct. Which Mexican revolutionary was born Doroteo Arango?
Him.
Che Guevara.
Pancho Villa. What is the body's main sensory organ of taste?
Joe.
Tongue.
Correct. What space agency runs the Hubble site website?
Joe.
NASA.
Correct. Who played Rob Roy in the 90s film of the same name?
Him.
Liam Neeson.
Correct. What do the Germans call their own language?
Joe.
Deutsch.
Correct. Peter's Denial is a song for what Lloyd Webber musical?
Joe.
Phantom of the Opera.
Jesus Christ Superstar. Red and grey are species of what rodent?
Him. Squirrel.
Correct. Which Roman leader died on the 15th of March, 44 BC?
Joe.
August.
Julius Caesar. In the Coleridge poem, who decrees a stately pleasure dome?
Joe.
Kublai Khan. The Vasco da Gama Bridge spans what Portuguese river?
Joe.
Porto.
Tagus. Under the Sun was a solo single for which Girls Aloud singer? No time to get there for you. Would have been Cher. All right, 17.
Let's get some pushbacks.
Yeah.
Banana skin.
It is for the chasers, but I think we may need a couple of pushbacks. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good. It's time to bring back the chaser.
A bit unlucky there. I thought it was going to be 20, 25 plus there. They were very, very good. Kim, you were fantastic, actually.
OK, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they're pushing back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, are you ready?
Yep.
OK, here we go. Your time starts now. On what part of the body are clogs worn?
Feet.
Correct. Baxter is a lady's maid in what period TV drama?
Downton Abbey.
Correct. Ferrite is primarily a form of what metal?
Iron.
Correct. In Shakespeare's Othello, who says, a guiltless death I die?
Othello himself.
Stop the clock.
I'm useless on Shakespeare, guys, so...
I haven't a clue.
That's all I can think of is Desdemona.
We're going to go with Desdemona.
But... It's correct. We push the chaser back. 15 now required. Desdemona, well played. Your time starts again now. In what sport is the Babe Ruth Award given annually?
Baseball.
Correct. What name is given to a male seal?
Bull.
Correct. What colour is most Spanish Cava wine?
White.
Correct. What Indian Ocean island is the world's fourth largest?
Madagascar.
Correct. Al-Borak was the horse of which Islamic prophet?
Muhammad.
Correct. Christoph is a mountain man in what 2013 Disney film?
Frozen.
Correct. Who was the last British monarch to succeed an uncle?
Victoria.
Correct. In the USA, two quarters is how many cents?
50 cents.
Correct. Carly Simon sings about clouds in my coffee in what song?
You're so vain.
Correct. What colour is the town said to be painted for a fun time?
Red.
Correct. What star sign was Scottish poet Robert Burns born under?
Aquarius.
Correct. A manger features in what type of Christmas play?
Nativity.
Correct. The Lake District is in what English county?
Cumbria.
Correct. Which actress played Linda Hansen in the film Premonition?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Name doesn't ring a bell at all.
We'll go Keira Knightley, just for a guess.
I can't think of anything else.
Need an answer, please.
Go for that.
OK, we're going to go with Keira Knightley.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Sandra Bullock. Mm. Here we go. Two to catch, 32 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. A millennial period covers how many years?
1,000.
Correct. Chris Scott is an American GI in what musical?
Miss Saigon.
Correct. Son, run that.
Shucks.
It was.
Caught with 24 seconds remaining. Two chances of pushback, one executed. But I have to say, very good to get to the final chase and to have a full house, but couldn't make that pay.
No.
17, yeah. Just not a big enough target. At least 20 we needed, I reckon, with the chaser on that type of form. Dave?
Yeah, I've had a fantastic day. Well played, Shaw. You deserve to win that.
Joel?
Yeah, it's been good fun. It's been good.
Thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. Kim?
Yep, I've had a good time.
Yeah. Judy?
One off my bucket list.
Is it? Good for you, girl. Good for you. However, team, I have to take away the £22,000 until you find out that Judy, Kim, Joel and Dave, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is finally over. Chaser.
You're a class team. I'm telling you, you really put me under pressure, especially in the head-to-heads. But at the end of the day, Bradley, it's just another day at the office.
Just another day at the office for the chaser, but on fantastic form. Catches my team with 24 seconds remaining. Could you take money from a chaser? Please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
Potato.